Blog Talk Radio.
I'm excited about tonight. We have a special series that's going to begin on every Thursday. Same time, same place. We will be bringing on Apostle Carlton Clark. He's the pastor of Warriors for Christ Ministry, House of Prayer. I am excited about tonight. Enjoy the music. And the program will start shortly.
Forever, Lord, you reign supreme. No more to say. There's nothing more to contemplate. Creator of the universe, maker of all things. Speak and it shall come to pass. Declare what shall be. That's the bottom line. Love of my heart, you're the light in the dark. You're my protection, you're my life and resurrection. You're the lifter of my head. I believe what you said, I am forgiven. For me your blood was shed, and that's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. The sum total of everything. For all time, forever, Lord, you reign supreme. No more to say. There's nothing more to contemplate. Creator of the universe, maker of all things. Speaking it shall come to pass. Well, I shall be, and that's the bottom line. The sum total of everything. For all time, forever, Lord, you reign supreme. No more to say. There's nothing more to contemplate. Creator of the universe, maker of all things. Speak and it shall come to pass. Declare what shall be. That's the bottom line. I will always give you praise. That's the bottom line. To the end of my day. That's the bottom line. I was born to give you praise. That's the bottom line. So that's what I'm gonna do, yeah. That's the bottom line, nothing more to say. I will always give you praise, yes I will. For the rest of my day, that's the bottom line. I will always give you praise, yeah. You're the reason why I live. I will always give you praise. I will give my life and give my heart. I will give a soul to you, yeah. That's the bottom line, bottom line, bottom line.
For surely it is the bottom line. Jesus is the bottom line. You know, I'm excited about knowing that he is the bottom line. It's all about him. It's all about his way. We're excited about tonight. I'm happy to present to you Apostle Carlton Clark. He is the pastor of Warriors for Christ House of Prayer International Ministries. Apostle Clark will be coming on weekly. So call somebody up and tell somebody that the man of God is going forth on the line internationally. You can go on the internet and tune in as well. Go to our internet site, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/Kingdom Builders International. And you can go on the radio and just sit back and chill out and listen to the man of God as he go forth. Apostle Clark, are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am. How are you doing, Prophetess? God bless you and thank you.
God bless you. I'm wonderfully blessed. Extremely excited to hear from heaven tonight. I want to lift you up with a word of prayer, and then I'm going to release the lines to you. I'm here in case, you know, you need me. There are several others on the line as well. But, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for the oracle, the vessel that you have made, Father. Father, we ask you right now to saturate his mind, his body, and his soul, Lord God. Father God, allow his mouth to speak, Lord God, whatever you would have him to speak, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that the blood of Jesus is covering him from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. Lord God, we thank you for the man of God. We thank you, Lord God, that you have anointed this day. And Father God, as he go forth, we ask you to open up the ear gates, the minds of the listeners. Father God, let the word of God penetrate their very being, Lord God. Let the word of God stir them up, Father God, so that life will never be the same again. In Jesus' holy, matchless name we pray, amen and amen. God bless you, Apostle, and we yield to you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Those of you that are out there, we just praise God for you, and we just pray even right now that God will richly bless you on tonight. We pray that things are going well with you and that you heard or came to hear a word from the Lord, for we believe that God has placed a word in our soul and in our mind on today. I pray that you can hear me well. Things are going very well. I want to tell you a little bit about the Warriors for Christ House of Prayer, Church International. Before we start in, I want to pray just a minute and also to allow us an opportunity to bless those that gave us this opportunity. We thank the Kingdom Builders International for allowing us to be a part of this, and we also give honor to God, who is the head of our life, as well as to our spiritual covering, Apostle Linda Emmons, and the church that we are affiliated with, Living Way Christian Center here in the city of Gary, Indiana. We are coming to you from 2225 Roosevelt Place here in the city of Gary. You can reach us if you like on our email, CarltonClark@yahoo.com. We believe that in Philippians 4:13 say that we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. We also believe that faith is not an option because of that scripture. We believe that we can do all things through Christ, and therefore we have no room for failure. We believe through our name that God gave us, the Warriors for Christ House of Prayer Church International, that we fall up under the jurisdiction of the scripture, which comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28. We believe in the gifts of the Spirit. We believe in speaking in tongues and those gifts that God has given us, and we try to give a great oracle of what God has said concerning how he intends for us to live. So we pray that we be a blessing to you on today. Father, we thank you for allowing us to come today and to be a part of this, your blessing you have ordained. We thank you for all those that are listening, Father, for those that have heavy hearts, Father, for those that are grieving, for those that have lost loved ones, oh God, those that are sick, trying to get well, Father. We pray even right now, Father, through and claim and declare and decree that as your word goes forth, Father, that it will touch those lives of those that are listening on tonight, that there'll be something that is said that'll give them encouragement, oh God, inspiration, and the ability to go forth, Father, anything and all things, Father, for you are the way, the truth, and the life. We believe it, we declare and decree it in the precious name of Jesus by your blood. And all that agree, know that I can't hear you, but just say amen, for we are over the airway, and as you speak, and even as we speak, God just follows and does those things that give him honor. We believe that when we come together, we have to give praise to God. And the highest praise that they tell us is hallelujah. But that's the English, the word for thank you or you are great. And we've learned all through our lives, in our Christian lives, how to pray. Actually, we've been taught that we ought to pray. Unfortunately, some of the things that we have not been taught was how to pray. Many times we were taught the prayer of our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those our debts. As we forgive those who trespass against us, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And generally, we weren't taught a whole lot about each one of those individual words or how those words have emphasis and how we can use those words to fight. So this is the warfare hollow. We pray that we will be able to give you something each week that's going to help you fight off the enemy. So we have to learn the power of prayer. We have to learn what the power of prayer can do. We have to learn how to pray. And some of us have. Some of us are pretty good intercessors. God has blessed us to intercede on the behalf of others. But for those of us that have a problem with the understanding, hopefully on tonight we can talk about some things that's going to give us strength. Prayer is one of those things. Our scripture tonight is coming from one that you heard for a long time, and it's often taught, and it's taught in different phases and different manners, coming from Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verse 10 through verse 18. And it's talking about one of the weapons that we have to fight against the enemies, and that is the armor of God. I'm going to be reading tonight from the Amplified Bible, so it may probably going to sound a little different than the King James Version and some other versions that you may be used to. But what I'm going to ask is that you will repeat after me. This is something a previous pastor of mine always said before we studied. And if you'll repeat after me, open thine mine eyes that I may behold the wondrous things out of thy law. And that's from Psalms 119 and verse 18. Basically saying, help us understand what we get ready to read and what your word is saying. And the word of God is already blessed. As we go forth, we read, and again, I'm coming to you from the Amplified Bible, so I want you to pay attention. And if you don't have a paper and pencil, please get a paper and pencil, because hopefully I'll leave something on your thought pattern that will make you want to do some research and look some things up and try to, you know, be able to use them to further enhance the ministry that you are part of. Amen? Amen. reading out the Amplified, beginning with verse 10. In conclusion, be strong in the Lord. Be empowered through your union with him. Draw your strength from him, that strength which his boundless might provides. Put on God's, verse 11, whole armor, the armor of a heavy armed soldier, which God supplies, that you may be able successfully to stand up against all the strategies and the deceit of the devil. Verse 12, for we are not wrestling with flesh and blood, contending only with physical opponents, but against the despotisms, against the powers, against the master spirits who are the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spirit forces of wickedness in the heavenly supernatural sphere. Well, verse 13, therefore put on God's complete armor, that ye may be able to resist and stand your ground on the evil day of danger, and having done all the crisis demands, to stand firmly in your place. Verse 14, stand therefore, hold your ground, having tightened the belt of truth around your loins, and having put on the plate of integrity and of moral rectitude and right standing with God. Verse 15, and having shod your feet in preparation to face the enemy with a firm foot of stability, the promptness and the readiness produced by the good news of the gospel of peace. Verse 16, therefore lift up over all the covering shield of saving faith upon which you can quench all of the flaming missiles of the wicked one. Verse 17, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword that the Spirit wields, which is the word of God. Verse 18, we're talking about prayer. Pray at all times, on every occasion, in every season, in the Spirit, with all manner of prayer and entreaty. To that end, keep alert and watch with strong purpose and perseverance, interceding in behalf of all the saints, God's consecrated people. Hallelujah. Now, that's a mouthful. Now, that Amplified version really talks about what that armor is about. When I first got my Amplified Bible, I really fell in love with it. I didn't have a whole lot of problem interpreting from the King James Version. However, it definitely enhanced the will of what God had placed in my heart. And so I pray that if you're able one day and don't have one, as you can read here, it was very graphic in the way that it explained the Word of God. I think it would be a tool that could be used to help you in many, many ways. We're talking about warfare. And in warfare, when I was growing up, I was in ROTC. And one of the things that I learned, I was in an Army ROTC unit, and I think there's a couple of my buddies that may be listening tonight. We affectionately were known as the juveniles. We had some real escapades. But one of the things that God allowed us to learn while we were in school, and this was in high school, was the role or the definition of military leadership. Now, I want to tell you what it says, because you'll see that it kind of corresponds with some of the things that we're going to be talking about on tonight. It basically, and I never forget it. I was 16 when I learned it. I'm 57 now, and I never forget it. I spent 20 years in the United States Air Force, and I've really been able to use this concept pretty much in everything in life. So just pay attention just for a second. Because you can change the word from military leadership to spiritual leadership. You can just change a few words, and the words will mean the same. But this is how it reads in 2 Emmanuel 22-5, at least the way it did back then in the early 70s. It said military leadership is the art of influencing and directing men in such a way as to obtain their willing obedience, confidence, respect, and loyal cooperation in order to accomplish the mission. If you take a look at those few words, talks about some things that we deal with in ministry all the time. Being a leader, it talks about putting ourselves in a position to convince others to be up under the leadership of what it is that we're over, to influence them. Now, we're not speaking of the influence where we're demanding something of them that is unreasonable or forcing them to do anything that also could be akin to witchcraft, but willingly giving them enough information that they will willingly support the things that we want to be part of. As a leader, it's important for you to be able to have some type of influence with those that you work with. That comes from a multitude of ways and a multitude of opportunities that you present yourself with when you are with your folks. People enjoy a good leader, that one that knows how to pray. People will follow you if you are a prayer warrior. People will follow you if you know how to get a prayer through. People understand that there's power in prayer. God has told us in so many different scriptures, many hundreds of scriptures about praying or prayer. And as you begin to talk about prayer, there's so many different kinds of prayer, and prayer does so many things. But since we're concentrating on warfare on today, we have to learn the proper way to get prayers through. A few years ago, I was watching a DVD from the evangelist or the minister, Benny Hinn, and he was talking about the 7 steps to prayer. And some of the information that he provided was very clear and concise. Because when you think about what it is you have to do in prayer, we can even take a look at the prayer that is so commonly referred to as the Lord's Prayer. It says, Our Father. You give an homage to or confess that you acknowledge that God, the person that you're praying to, is your Father. You put them in a position of lordship. You put them in a position of being a father. Now, there's many of us that don't have or may not have had a relationship with our father, particularly men. There's a lot of men that really didn't have a relationship with their father, either biologically or with a stepfather. And therefore, it left them with some areas that only through spiritual warfare, through a fathering kind of a mentoring system, if a person wasn't able to pick that up, we kind of ran into some problems if we didn't have that person as a mentor in our lives. So our Father, and then you have to acknowledge, where is he at? He's in heaven. Hallowed be his name, or wonderful is his name. With all prayer and supplication, you're giving adoration to the one that you're calling Daddy. Your kingdom come, or thy kingdom come, thy will be done. We're agreeing with the Father, that he has a will, and that really all that we do and all that we are about is his will. And as long as we line up with his will, guess what? Our prayers going to be heard. Now, before I even go any further, I just want to use an analogy for those of you that may be parents. You'll find very easily that if you have a child that's obedient, that particular child has favor with you. Or let it be a grandchild or a niece or a nephew or anyone that's influenced, a coworker. Those that are obedient and that go that extra step above and beyond muster the favor of the master or of the dad, of the mentor, of the person that they're giving adoration or their allegiance to. Thy will be done. We're saying that we agree with, we're in covenant with what it is that you're doing. Hallelujah. We're in covenant with your will. On earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Some additional steps are we are interceding on behalf of others. As we intercede on behalf of others, God honors that we're praying for other folks. We're not looking at ourselves first. He recognizes that we're making a sacrifice of looking out for others in our intercession. And he recognizes that that's of his love, that interceding on behalf of others. And because it's of love, it shows him the intimacy, which is another step that we have with him. For as we, he recognizes love, for he is love. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Love recognizes love. And as we give thanksgiving, which is another step, unto him, he always, everybody always loves when you say, thank you. Look at yourselves. Remember now, we're personalizing this thing. We're putting it in a perspective that we can understand it and that we can go forth with others and share this information. We're recognizing that God, because he's love, as we line ourselves up with him and put ourselves in covenant with him, he sees this information, processes it, and then we begin to manifest different gifts or different favors from him. He lets us know that he loves us because we've let him know that we love him through our prayer. Give us this day our daily bread. You know, we tell them that we're not worried about anything because he had told us not to worry about it. He said, don't worry about where you're going to lay your head, where you're going to sleep, what you're going to eat. And we believe in him. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses. Now we're saying, listen, we recognize we've done some things wrong. We're praying even right now that you would forgive us of our sins, forgive us of those things that we didn't do exactly the way you wanted us to, Daddy. And so as we ask him that, because he's a parent and he looks on us as a child and as a friend, he has compassion on us, just as Jesus did. Remember now, we are patterning ourselves behind Jesus. And every time that he performed a miracle or he taught, he had compassion on those that he saw. And because he had compassion or love, the same love of the Father, he had no choice but to allow his favor to be cast on them, or the favor of the Father. So he always prayed that those that was near to him would receive the same anointing that he had. And that was the true Lord's Prayer, not the one that they have us. to pray, but that's another time and another place. But then we come about to the praise, which is the seventh step. For yours is the kingdom, and yours is the power, and yours is the glory forever and ever. Even going back once more to look at what we talked about with the thing that we had when we were in high school, the art of influencing and directing men in such a way as to obtain willing obedience, confidence, respect, and loyal cooperation. Don't you think God wants those things from us? Loyal cooperation without even, you know, having to think about it. If we would be loyal to the things that God has placed in his word, those things that we learn from those that are in charge of us spiritually, those things that we have been taught from our parents, that they were law-abiding, God-fearing parents or our guardians, then God honors those things that we do. When we make him Lord of our life, things are so much greater. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." Many of the scriptures that we've read tell us how to accomplish those things that we need to do. We recognize that we're going to either be for Christ or we're going to be against Christ. There really is no middle ground. We like to live on the edge sometime, you know, and that's why we have to always repent, because we, you know, unfortunately, because we're in this bodysuit, we forgot a few things. One is that we made a covenant with God before we even got here. You know, he talks about it in Jeremiah. He talks about it in Isaiah, where he said, "Before you was in your mother's womb, I knew you." He talks about that if you even put a little bit of thought to before we was in our mother's womb, he knew you. That means we had to have had some kind of conversational relationship, some kind of intimacy with him before we made it to this body suit that we're in now, this suit called flesh, the suit that's made up of three parts, just like he is. See, God decided a long time ago, before creation, that he wanted to create something in his image and in his likeness, and he wrote about it in the book of Genesis. He said, "Let us make man in our image and in our likeness." And who is us? You know, some people don't want to acknowledge the Father, they don't want to acknowledge the Son, and they don't want to acknowledge the Holy Spirit. But if they don't acknowledge it, who is us? It's funny to me how these different sects and cults, whenever they try to convince us to do the things that they're doing or to understand where they are, they still use our Bible to convince us of the things that they're trying to make their point on. Now, how is it that they know so much about our Bible but can't get the part of the us, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit? That kind of puzzles me a little bit. And so that's why we praise God that programs like Kingdom Builders and others allow for the word to go forward and for you to study to show yourself approved unto God. You know, I believe anything that Carlton Clark is sharing with you today, you can research it just for yourself and let the word of truth convict you to know what is going on. As we put on the whole armor of God, it tells us, you know, that we're going to be doing some things. We're going to be fighting. We're going to be fighting good against evil. We're going to be fighting against principalities. We're going to be fighting against powers. We're going to be fighting against rulers of darkness of this world. And we're going to be fighting against spiritual wickedness in high places. Four things. So in all those things that say we're going to be fighting, so why would you think that you would not use warfare to fight against something that's that powerful? It's not carnal. It's not of the flesh. It's not that even some things sometimes that we can physically see. And so can we use physical things to fight against it? I think not, and the scriptures back it up. For the things that we have to be able to do when we fight, we have to be able to withstand, that is to stand in the face of the enemy. We have to be able to quench, and we have to be able to use the word of God. And how we're going to do that is that we got to make sure that all of the areas of our spiritual body is covered, as well as our physical body, because man is a three-part person. He's mind, he's body, and he's spirit or soul. We stand on the truth because our loins are covered up. Our righteousness is the righteousness of God, which protects our chest. It protects what God did when he breathed the breath of life into man. He breathed breath into his nostrils, but the thing that we breathe or that houses our breathing apparatus is our heart, and that's our chest. So the breastplate of righteousness is key to be able to withstand. We are be able to have our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In other words, we got to know a little bit about the word, because the word does several things. And one thing that it does is it gives us salvation. It gives us an ability to be able to understand that there's joy, peace, and there's other items that's going to be useful to us. The things that God has given us to be able to fight this warfare. We wear the helmet of salvation. It protects our head, and our head is where our mind and our brain is. It controls it protects our eyes, our nose, and our mouth, you know, everything that's, and the ears, everything that's involved with the head. Therefore, salvation is the strongest thing that we have. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the word, all of these are mighty warfare items that are used to fight in a war. But if you're going to be fighting in the war, you kind of really need to know what warfare is all about. Again, having been in ROTC and also in the military, I understand a few things about warfare, but maybe you may not. Warfare is generally known as some kind of armed conflict which has an opposing military or spiritual force. You got to be able to understand what the weaknesses and strengths of that force is in order to be able to fight against that force that you're going to be fighting. Jesus emphasized peace instead of war, and therefore the New Testament church saw war as a spiritual battle between good and between evil. And so there's Old Testament things that they use for war. And just like in the wars that we have here in the United States and in the different world wars that's been fought, warfare has changed. It went from bow and arrows It went to from chemical warfare to nuclear warfare. It went to biological warfare. And now they have a combination of all of those kinds of things. But that's on the physical. Those attack the physical gateways and the physical body. But the spiritual warfare is to cloud your mind. It's to keep you thinking that you're inferior. It's to keep you thinking that you aren't able to survive and that you are not as strong as the opponent. And that there is no God. Nowadays, we can easily see a different kind of warfare than what was fought by mothers and them. We had mothers in the church that could really get a prayer through, but see, now you got to have young people that's praying and interceding, because the things that are happening to the young people in school, even in the homes, and in the neighborhoods are different than many of us as we were coming up. Young people have a hard time, and so their weapons of warfare is different. We have a big, big problem with the hip-hop and the hip-hop spirituality and things of that nature, but the youth have figured out a way that they can praise God and still get their warfare on. And so what we have to do is we have to guide them and lead them and let them know those things that are prudent, those things that are true, and those things that can ensnare and trap them. And so hopefully over a period of time we'll be able to share some of those things with you so that we can continue to fight this warfare. Before and during the war, soldiers abstain from certain activities to sanctify themselves. That made them fight under a divinely ordained leader or leadership. When we're fighting, we have to use some additional items of warfare. And some of those items of warfare that's not included in the armor are fasting and tongues. And, you know, again, over a period of time, as God will allow us, we'll be able to get deeper in each one of those subjects. But one of the things that we want to share with you concerning fasting is generally when a person fasts or denies themselves, it's a method of sacrifice or offering. So a sacrifice or offering that we're giving up to God in return for peace, some peace or some strength or some anointing to be able to go forth and do those things that God intends for us to do. And there's many kinds of fasts. There's many things that a person can do. Generally, a person will fast against food. But there's other kinds of fasts. There's denial fasts where you deny yourself those things that you enjoy, such as television, different kinds of food. As an example, fried chicken.
Lord Jesus.
Lord, folks love some fried chicken or fried foods or whatever your individual food may be or thing that it is that you enjoy. Kool-Aid or sweets or you might enjoy a combination of things. But when you fast and you deny yourself against those things, God honors that fast because he recognizes that it is a sacrifice for you. And he honors that you sacrifice those things of yourself for him. We praise God for that. We also want to talk about that when you fast, you don't want everybody knowing that you fast. And what I mean by that is, if you got a sourpuss face, whether it's 1 day, 3 days, 7 days, or 21 days, or 40 days or more in your fast, If you walk around, oh my God, I keep one more day for the fast, three more days for the fast. If you're not honoring the Lord or yourself, you might as well stop the fast. if letting other people know that you're doing it is your goal. That's a thing that's done in secret. It's a thing that's done in the closet of the relationship and intimacy that you have with your Father. And even as you do it on a corporate level, like in church, often we'll do a 21-day fast or, you know. Now, we're keeping it among ourselves, and so we may be talking about it, but we're rejoicing in those things that are occurring during the fast. You'll see that your life changes during a fast. The enemy comes at you a little harder, but some other things start clearing up that you didn't know you had wrong. And so fasts are cleansing or a type of cleansing for you as well. And therefore, that makes it a great warfare item. And so what the enemy wants to do is to get you away from that fast. He wants to pollute it so that you can't receive what it is that God intends for you to do or how to use that fast. Worship is another, well, all these are part of worship, but worship also comes in the form of music, and it comes in the form of dancing, and it comes in the form of laying the hands, lifting up of the hands and going forth. And so we encourage you, hallelujah, to raise up your hands. We encourage you to dance in the Shabbat. We encourage you to lift up your voice. And we encourage you, hallelujah, we encourage you to lift up your gates, your heads, O ye gates, ye everlasting doors, and for you to be able to go forth and tell the world that thus saith the Lord. You have to be able to understand that Jesus is your reason for everything, that he died, he was born, he died, he was on the earth for a number of years. And then he died. He was crucified. Guess what, y'all? He forgave some stuff. And he didn't utter a mumbling word. He did a lot of things while he was here. But guess what? Did he die? He rose up. He got up. And then he ascended to the Father and is sitting on the right hand. But one of the things that he did is he left us here with some strength and with some anointing. And that's the other thing, and we're going to be talking about those things later on, but we thank you for giving us the time to be able to go forth and to understand that the armor of God is important. You need to understand that it's there to protect you. You need to know what it's good for. You need to understand that there's other warfare items, that you can dance, you can sing, you can fast, but that you can also pray. As you figure out how to develop your relationship with God, as you figure out how to put yourself in a right relationship with him, you're going to start seeing, hallelujah, the wonderful works of God manifest themselves in your life. Father, we thank you for allowing us to come today, Father, and to pray on the behalf and to teach on behalf of those that are in your kingdom, Father. Father, we pray even right now that some that were a little downtrodden, Father, had got lifted up, and they learned a few things, oh God. Father, we pray even right now, Father, that as we are learning some things concerning warfare, Father, that we'll learn to declare and decree your word, and to declare and decree that you are the one true God, that we love you, and that you love us. All have a way to get to the Father, and that is through you. Father, we thank you for allowing us to come together. We thank you for placing us in a position of authority. We thank you for choosing us, Father, for we recognize that we didn't choose ourselves. And we didn't choose you. You chose us, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you gave us music and that you gave us prayer and supplication, oh God, that you gave us the full armor, Father, to protect us against the wiles of the enemy, oh God. And so as we go forward, Father, with that boldness that you so recently and gloriously tell us about, Father. We're able to conquer all things. We can't do all things through Christ. We strengthen us, oh God. We recognize that failure is not an option. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your wonderful and magnificent name, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Ooh, praise the name of Jesus. I mean, truly praise the name of Jesus. What an awesome teaching. What an awesome word from heaven. You know, I pray that you receive those instructions that was given by the man of God through and from the Holy Spirit. You know, when we hear the word go forth, begin to eat it. Begin to take that engrafted word and get full off of it. So when the enemy come after you, that you don't have to go in the flesh, that you would use the weapons of your warfare, and you would be able to do what God, the way God wants you to do it, that you would fight in the spirit and not in the flesh. I thank you, Apostle Clark, for just yielding yourself and going in the presence of the Holy Spirit to just get that word, to give it out to the people of God, for we truly thank you for that. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I was blessed. I was blessed when you start talking about warfare. Yes, Lord. Well, we're going to open the lines up, and if there's any comments, any questions, we're going to open the lines so that you can speak to the man of God. And also we're going to have Prophetess Marcella Smith cover the man of God in prayer. Amen. Okay. Thank you, Lord. And I believe the lines are now open.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. I was wanting to just give God so much praise and honor and thanks tonight for allowing me to be on the line once again. My name is Tammy Russell, and I'm calling in from Gary, Indiana. I'm a member of Living Way Christian Center here in Gary. And I just wanted to let Apostle Clark, Pastor Clark, know that it's such an honor to hear you minister finally on the line. I've been waiting for that. And I'm around the house working while I'm listening and just letting the anointing flow through my home as I'm hearing you minister on the phone. And it's just such an honor to be in your presence, man of God, even when we're in service. And I just love the way that you love God. And you open your heart up to receive the Lord, and you seek the face of the Lord like you do, as you do, man of God. And I just want to thank God, Father. I just say thank you for allowing Pastor Clark to be a part of my life. And I just want to let you know that you are very inspirational to me and to my family. God bless you.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you so much. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Amen. Is there anyone else on the line that would like to come forth? The lines are open. Amen. You know, they say when a good meal has went forth, it speaks for itself. All the food is gone. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Well, we're going to do the call of salvation, which is a very instrumental part of the kingdom.
Yes.
And I don't, Apostle Clark, would you like me to do it, or are you going to go forth with the call of salvation?
We're going to go ahead and allow you to let God use you, woman of God.
Well, Lord God, we thank you, Father. We ask you, if you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and you want to know him, if you're on the telephone lines, if you're on the internet, it does not matter where you are, for our Father is everywhere. We open our hearts to you because he commanded us to. Our arms are stretched out to ask you, will you accept the King of Glory? Will you allow him in your life? There's nothing that you have done or have done in the can do in the future that will hinder his hand being stretched out to you. If you want him as your Savior, repeat after me. Father, I have sinned, and I repent, Lord God. And I ask you to allow me to enter into your kingdom. I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior, and I confess that he died upon the cross and he rose again. And he is alive today. So if you have prayed, if you have said this, quoted what I said, I want you to know that you are officially in the family of God. It is not hard. The angels are rejoicing, and truly we're rejoicing as well. And we believe that someone have came to you, Father. And we thank you, Lord, that you are the kind of God that nothing can hinder, will hinder you from accepting us into your presence. So we thank you. And we ask you, if you don't have a Bible, if you need someone to talk to be counseled, to be directed, go to our website, which is www.kingdomdaughters.org. Go to the comment tab and send us an email. We'll be more than happy to send you a Bible, to counsel you, even to lead you to a church where you can fellowship. And we just thank you for tuning in tonight and allowing your ear gates to be open to receive what God has for you to say, receive in your heart. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. And I'm going to ask Prophetess Marcella, are you still with us?
Yes.
Can you lift
can
the
you
man
hear
up?
Me?
And, yes, we can hear you.
Praise the Lord, Apostle Clark. Blessed be the name of the Lord. First, I would like for everybody to come in agreement. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And let's just worship the Lord for right now for this mighty word that went forth in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We just thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, for this man of God. We thank you, Lord, that he poured out unto us, Lord, and those ears, Lord, that the ears heard the word of the living God, heard the blessing and the favor of the word, Lord, that gone forth. In the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I come in agreement with the other saints on this line, oh God, and we lift Apostle Clark in the spirit on the altar, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we ask of you, Lord, to pour into him what he has poured out, a double portion, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your double portion in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for what you're doing in his life, in his ministry, oh Lord, in his teaching, in his preaching, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you what you're doing in his family life, in his congregation life, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you have given him the pastor heart, Lord, to share, Lord, and to be passionate for your people, oh God. Father God, we ask of you, oh Lord, to protect him as he go to and fro, Lord, this day and forward, in Jesus' name. We apply the blood, Lord, of Jesus, upon the crown of his head, down to the sole of his feet, oh Lord. But Lord, we want you to do an inward connection in him, oh God, a deeper inward connection within him, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Those things that may be lacked, that shall not be lacking anymore. Those things that have been broken shall not be broken anymore. They shall mend in newness. Hallelujah. In the favor of God, which has placed upon your life. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask for you to replenish him, restore him, Lord. New revelation, oh God. Let the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, still on his feet wherever he may go. Hallelujah. He shall be protected. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we pray the apostolic prayer over him this night. Oh, God, according to Isaiah 22 and 22, oh, Lord, that any axe, any door that is not of yours, oh, God, if it is open, hallelujah, to bring in any access, anything that is not of you, oh, God, we ask you to close those doors right now, and we apply the blood on those doors, oh God, that no man cannot open in Jesus' name. And we ask you, oh Lord, to open those portals, open those doors, open those windows, oh God. Let him see clearly what you have him to do and for what reason it may be for those doors to be open in a time as this, his season, oh
yes,
God, Lord,
yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I come in agreement with Apostle Clark this night, oh God, along with the other saints, those prayers, Lord, that he has lifted up and has not seen any changes, oh God. Let him know that it's on his way, hallelujah, that you heard those prayers, oh God, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I speak of replenish, I speak increase in the congregation, increase in the work that you will have for him to do for you, oh God, when you have him rested during the nighttime, oh God, that he shall listen to your word, oh God, it shall be clear, precise, in the name of Jesus, exactly what you want him to do for your people, which is his people, who he works for you, in Jesus' name, Lord. And Lord, I ask for you to refresh him with this agape love that you have for you, for him, in the mighty name of Jesus. A double portion, Lord, of your love in his heart, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let him feel your love that you have for him. He was more now than ever before. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I speak peace over his mind, Lord. I speak peace over his heart, Lord. Hallelujah. Wherever he may go, people shall feel the peace upon him, the supernatural peace from the heavens, Lord. Oh, God, Lord Jesus, Father, in the name of Jesus, we feel a hedge surrounding him, oh, God. Let the heavenly fire, hallelujah, surround his angels as he go in those strange places, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we speak peace, we speak happiness, the oil of joy, the oil of gladness, Lord, in his life. Hallelujah, in his family life, in his congregation life, the people that he deals with on a day-to-day. Lord, we ask for you, Lord, to bind those spirits that may be lurking towards him, oh God, speaking in his ear gate, oh God. We bind those spirits right now, and we send that to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus. Let him hear the words of the living God all the time through his people, oh God. Have people around him to encourage him in the work.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Well, I guess we thank God. I don't know what happened, but we lost a prophetess, Marcella. But truly, we are encouraged.
Hallelujah.
We're encouraged tonight with the word. And I just thank you, Apostle. Is there anything you want to say before we close?
Somebody looks like she's trying to come back.
Okay, let me see. Prophetess, are you there? Okay. No, I don't see her in the. I don't see her on the screen. So she's. Well, anyway, that prayer definitely touched heaven.
Ooh, yeah, absolutely. I gotta meet her. I don't know her.
Yes. Hopefully she'll call back in.
Powerful, powerful.
Thank you,
prayer.
Jesus.
Oh,
thank
God.
You, Jesus.
Great intercessor. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Prophetic power. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I do want to share for those of you that are bereaved, have gone through right now. We're going through a bereavement in our family. We lost a cousin. Sister Bonds lost her oldest brother on today, last night. And so we just pray for those of you that have bereavement in the family and have sickness, those that have been suffering from prolonged sickness. And we just even pray even right now that God will touch their minds, touch their souls and their hearts, allow the veins to be and the capillaries to be opened up, that the heart functions in the manner in which it's designed to function, and that there be a healing that goes forth, you know, across the air, a healing for those that have suffered from strokes and from diabetes and from all manner of dis-ease and all manner of contamination. And we just pray even right now that our hearts, that we receive the peace that surpasses all understanding through Christ Jesus, to be able to withstand the enemy as he tries to goes against us, to discourage us from doing the will of the Father. We declare and decree even right now that we bind the throat of the enemy away from anything that is coming against us, whether it be our children or our spouses or our cousins or aunts or uncles or those that are near, dear, those that are at work. We bind any enemy that doesn't line up with the will of God. And as we align ourselves up and let us love them and pray a blessing over them, for He said for us to love our enemies, oh God. And so we thank you. We declare and decree, Father, that we can do all things through Christ, Father. Failure is not an option in us. Sickness is not an option. You say we can drink any deadly thing, Father, and we would be here. We can lay hands on the sick, and they'll recover. We can give sight to the blind, Father. And we believe those things, oh God. So we bring to your remembrance those things that you said that we can do, oh God. And we declare and decree it right now in Jesus' mighty name. So we pray on behalf. A special prayer on the Clark, Ivy, Bonds, Gibson family, on the loss of Jesse Ivy Jr.
Yes.
And any others that may be suffering any type of bereavement. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes. Pastor Celeste, are you on the line? Okay. Amen. Well, I guess she must have the lines open, but we're going to lift up the family. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the Clark family, Lord God. And Father God, even, Lord God, the things that they're going through, Lord God, draw them closer to you, Father. Draw them closer to one another, Father. In this time, Father, we ask you, Lord God, to allow your favor to be upon them. Lord God, grant ways, Lord God, so that they can do what they need to do in this time and in this season. We thank you, Father God, that you will be lifted up and you will get the glory even in this situation, Father. Father, we just lift them up one by one, name by name. And we thank you, Father, that you hear us. And we thank you, Lord God, that you're going to answer us, Father. We thank you for the praise report, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that the peace of God will rule them, lead, guide, and direct them. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray and we say amen. Thank you, Lord God, for it is so, if we join our faith together. Amen, amen, and thank you, Lord.
That's Dana right there.
Amen. Thank you, God. Well, is there anyone else that want to have a comment before we close out?
Yes, this is Rachel Tangle from Grafton, Wisconsin, and I just wanted to say that I thank God for the opportunity to listen in with you all and to come into agreement with the word as it was spoken today and to come into agreement with the prayers. I sincerely appreciate it, especially I'm Carlton's sister, and so when I heard the prophetess, I know it was a prophetess praying because I could hear that prophetic prayer going forth. And so when I can hear her pray for my brother like that, I'm in full agreement. And I thank God just for her allowing God to calls her to speak the words that she spoke concerning him in his life. And I thank the Lord for the ministry of Carlton, and I thank him. I thank God that he is using him and that this is his time and his season, and that the Lord will fulfill every word that he's ever said concerning him, that it shall come to pass. And so I appreciate you also, prophetess, in your ministry and the opportunity that the Lord has given you and the opportunity that you have given to Apostle Carlton to do what the Lord is calling him to do in this time and this season. So I'm glad that I had a chance to listen in tonight, and I did enjoy the time that we have spent together.
Amen. Amen, woman of God. Amen, amen. I just say amen. Truly, we love Apostle Clark, and we're excited about what God is doing in his life. We're just excited for him and for the ministry, and all things are working together for the good. They're working together, and it's just the beginning of what God is about to do for Apostle and yourself and even your family. So we just send much love out to you, and we thank you for just joining in. And don't forget, come back, because he's going to be here on Thursday, same time and same place. And I'm going to yield to you now, Apostle, if there's anything you want to say to close out.
Well, we again, we bless God for you and for our kingdom builders. Good to hear my sister. I think I shared with you their ministry is temple builders. And so I often, it's so like-minded that it's a wonderful thing. And so we praise God for all that is part of the ministry. We pray that those that listen in on tonight have been blessed and that God will use them the rest of the week in fulfilling those things he has a design, his heart for them. As they go forth in doing his will, they're going to see so many manifestations. We declare that. We decree that. We know it to be so. We believe it. We receive it. Wow. God bless you and God keep you.
Well, God bless everyone on the line. We truly had a line filled tonight, Apostle, just to let you know. We're off the air right now. Apostle Emmons was on the line, and there were several others that were on the line as well. So I just wanted to encourage you, keep the fire burning.
All right.
Amen. So God bless everyone, and have a blessed evening. And don't forget, failure is not an option. Amen, and God bless.